Hello.
Hello, my name is Aterica, and I'm trying to call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I need to advise your call to quarter for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back, and how can I help you?
Yes, ma'am. My name is Laquita Wells Lucas, and I was calling because I have been trying to file my claim. Well, I put in my claim, but I've been trying to do my certification every week. And last week, it stated that I was disqualified for me doing some type of error. And the weeks before that, I was having issues, but the ladies would let me know that it can take up to 30 days for it to process and for me to start receiving payment. So when I seen last week that I was disqualified, I just wanted to call and see, is there anything that you guys can assist me with? Because I don't want to continue to keep putting the wrong information in or doing something to create an error.
Okay. And did it say what the disqualification issue was?
Let me see if I got it. I think I just tried it. But it says something about, I know I put something in wrong. I think the dates or something with the work thing, I think I did that wrong. Let me go back and see. No, I only screenshotted the when I submitted the claim for that week, but I didn't put the error when I didn't. Wait, here it is. It says an issue has disqualified you. Yeah, it just says an issue has disqualified you. And no, it was something else too, because it told me when I clicked on the claim, it said something. I think I put something in wrong, pretty much, though. I think. I'm thinking it has something to do with maybe how I put the work dates in or something of that nature, because that's the only thing I can think of that I put in incorrectly, that I could have put in incorrectly.
But yes, ma'am. So usually that can happen in two ways. So the first one is when the answers didn't meet the requirement for that week, or when you were putting in your dates, it could have been that too. But there, and besides those two reasons, you can get that fixed in two ways. So the first one is it gives you an option in your claimant portal to submit a, it should be, I know it's an option in your claimant portal that allows you to request for help, and you can also contact our inquiry department, and that's the 1-800.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me get
Okay.
this. Okay. He said 1-800.
Okay. So 1-800-361 4524.
Okay. And you said this is for them to assist me with fixing it.
Yes, ma'am. So the inquiry department can go in and fix it.
Okay, so with me not receiving it that last week because of that, how long will they refund it, or do I just put in my claim and I'll just only have to start receiving just for this week?
So when there is a disqualification issue, you'll just be disqualified for that week, but the weeks that you weren't disqualified, you'll get paid for those.
Okay, so I just kind of missed out on last week, pretty much.
But yes, ma'am. So all you have to do now is just keep doing your weekly certifications each week, and then just contact the inquiry department so they can go in and fix that one.
Okay, and I have one more question before you go. Online, it states that I can either do my certification online or I can do it over the phone. How do I do it over the phone? That number you gave me, can I call them and they'll go ahead and do it over the phone, or is it like an automatic system, or how does that work?
Okay, so the one over the phone is automatic.
Okay.
But honestly, it's a lot of people say it's easier to do it online than over the phone.
Okay, 'cause see, I want to do it online, but I'm just afraid that I'm gonna mess it up again. So I don't. You know, because this is not the first time I had an error. I had an error before, but that was for something else they had helped me with. But I just haven't been having any luck with it. Like, I did it at the end of last month, the end of May actually, and I still haven't been having any luck with it. So I don't know. I don't know. Like, because I know you can schedule an appointment for them to call you back to talk to an actual person, but I don't think they're gonna do it with me, are they?
Like, honestly, when it comes to those appointments, it's like 600 a day, and a lot of people just be waiting to call in.
Yeah. And I usually, like, when I schedule, I know they'll call you back because I've scheduled and they'll call back. But, you know, if I do schedule and they do call me back, do you think that they'll help me with my certification? Like, you know, submitting it for the week, or will they make me kind of, you know, go through what you're telling me, like just go through the online or automatic system?
They
Because I
do.
really wish somebody can help, you know, like physically help me, like how I'm talking to you, just for this one time, so I can kind of get a feeling of it, because I keep messing it up.
But yes, ma'am. Usually they do help. And if you do get in contact with them and they don't help, a career center, they'll help you too.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And when I do receive the, like, once, let's say I go online and I submit it today, when do you receive a payment? Like, how does it usually flow when everything is correct after
Okay.
you've submitted your certification for the week?
That's what I'm trying to see.
I'm fine. Take your time.
Let me just see. Trying to see, but like how it works is when you do a week of certification, so each time you do one and then everything's right, you'll be getting paid for that previous week. But you'll just be receiving weekly payments.
But I'm saying, like, after you submit the claim, when do you receive the payment? Like, do they pay everybody on Fridays, or is it a certain, like, after 24 hours, or how does it, you know, because I've never received one yet since mine, you know, I've been having these issues. So do you know, like, the time period of when you actually receive the payment into your account after you have did your weekly certification?
Oh no, ma'am. I don't know the actual date because I think it's
Okay.
Wednesday. I really do.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, thank you so much for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, ma'am.
Have a
And
good one.
you too. And I just wanted to say thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. And I hope you have a great day.
You too.
All right. Thank you.